the boost again.
What? Have you gone international now?
No, boy. I use Airtel Money Global Pay Card. All you need is your Airtel Money wallet. That's all.
Wait. You boosted your business ad and booked your client's flight with the same card?
Yes, my guy. And I paid for my entertainment subs and bought that sneaker that's been in my shopping cart. Everything handled online via Airtel Money.
From shopping and online subscriptions to travel, go global straight from your Airtel Money wallet with the Airtel Money Global Pay Card. Simply activate, load, and transact to unlock your world. Airtel Money. Instant, secure, borderless.
Minister of Education announces Grade 12 results. Kraji encourages couples to embrace DNA testing. And Bobi Wine tells the BBC from hiding he will not contest Uganda election results in court. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Minister of Education Douglas Siakalima has announced the 2025 Grade 12 examination results, with the country recording over 70% school certificate pass rate. Mr. Siakalima said that this marks the first time the country has crossed the 70% threshold. Speaking during the announcement of both the 2025 school certificate and teacher education examination results in Lusaka today, Mr. Siakalima said a total of 197,777 candidates registered for the 2025 school certificate examination, showing an increase by 24,810 on the 172,880 candidates who had registered for the same examination in 2024. Mr. Siakalima said of the 197,777 candidates, a total of 197,690 were from Zambian schools, while 87 were from St. Jeff College School in South Africa. Of the 194,069 candidates who sat for the examination within Zambia, 136,357, about 70.26%, obtained school certificate, representing an increase of 2.07 percentage points from 68.19% school certificate pass rate in 2024, said Mr. Siakalima. He further said a total of 54,771 candidates obtained statements, while only 2,941 candidates failed the examination, and the national absenteeism rate decreased by 0.15 percentage points from 1.98% percentage in 2024 to 1.83% in 2025. Mr. Siakalima attributed the improvement performance to sustained government interventions, including the free education policy recruitment of teachers, improved monitoring of schools, timely payments of school grants, provision of school desks and learning materials, and the expanded school feeding program. Despite the increased number of learners in the classrooms due to free education, the learning outcomes have shown consistent improvement in school certificate pass rates over the past 5 years, from 63.93% in 2020 to 70.26% now in 2025. Further, it is worth noting that candidate absenteeism has continued to reduce despite the consistent increase in candidature, said Mr. Siakalima. Meanwhile, Mr. Siakalima has announced that a total of 588 candidates have qualified for the award of teacher's diploma, comprising 159 candidates to graduate with the early childhood education teacher's diploma, 239 candidates to graduate with the primary teacher's diploma, and 190 candidates to graduate with the secondary teacher's diploma. He said the diplomas will be awarded at the graduation ceremonies to be organized by the Ministry of Education through the colleges of education during this year.
A total of 107,000.
777 candidates registered for the 2025 school certificate examination, showing an increase by 24,810. Only 172,880 candidates who registered for the same examination in 2024. Of the 197,777 candidates, a total of 196,690 were from Zambian schools, while 87 were from St. Jeff College School in South Africa.
Government has officially operationalized the Mental Health Council Board and has appointed Sylvester Katontoka as its chairperson, marking a significant step in the implementation of the Mental Health Act No. 6 of 2019. The establishment of the board under the Act represents a major milestone in addressing mental health service delivery and related challenges in the country. Minister of Health Elijah Muchima said the move underscores government's commitment to strengthening mental health systems and safeguarding the rights, care and protection of persons with mental illness countrywide. The Mental Health Act was enacted to replace the outdated Mental Disorders Act of 1949 and to align Zambia's mental health framework with international human rights instruments, including the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, said Mr. Muchima in a statement issued to RTV News and Lusaka today. Mr. Muchima also emphasized that Council's mandate to review policy and strategic plans, oversee implementation of mental health services, approve budgets, monitor performance, and establish rules governing the appointment and management of Council staff. He further stated that Mr. Katontoka, a distinguished mental health advocate with extensive regional and international experience, was appointed chairperson in recognition of his long-standing contribution to mental health reforms. United Church of Zambia UCZ St. Bartholomew Congregation Minister in Charge, Reverend Aaron Simkonda, has expressed support of Christian couples undergoing paternity testing, emphasizing that it should be viewed as a tool for clarity rather than a danger to marriage. His remarks follow a revelation by the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security that out of 123 paternity tests conducted at the National Forensic DNA Laboratory, 48 returned negative results, while 75 were confirmed positive. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Reverend Simkonda said the availability of paternity testing is beneficial, particularly in situations where factual clarity is needed. DNA testing should not be seen as a cause of marital breakdown, but as a way of promoting accountability between partners, said Reverend Simkonda. Meanwhile, he advised men who discover they are not the biological fathers of children they have been raising to seek counseling and prayer before making any decisions, in order to avoid choices they may later regret. Reverend Simkonda further encouraged couples considering DNA testing to first seek guidance and counseling from the church both before and after the tests are conducted, saying this support would help them make informed and rational decisions.
That's a good move that the authorities have introduced such services to the people and to the country, meaning that they want scientific proof. So is it okay for Christians? Yes, it is okay if they have doubt. But then we must first address the issue, okay? Why are doubts coming in? Why are doubts coming in? Doubts will come in if there is infidelity, or someone is suspecting infidelity.
In African news, Uganda's opposition leader Bobi Wine has told the BBC he will not contest the results of Thursday's election in court, citing a lack of confidence in the judiciary, and has instead urged his supporters to take to the streets to peacefully protest. Speaking to the BBC from hiding, he said he would continue to stand up to President Yoweri Museveni despite concerns for his safety. The judiciary is captured, and we encourage Ugandans to use any legal means to fight back and protect their democracy, the 43-year-old former pop star said. Museveni, 81, won the vote by a landslide and has accused the opposition of seeking to overturn the results through violence. Coming up shortly, Israeli authorities demolish UN compound in occupied East Jerusalem. This and more, stay tuned.
The first case of HIV in Zambia was reported in 1984, and since then, HIV has continued to spread in the country.